Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. We're here to talk about the fiber industry in Texas.
One thing I can tell you for sure is that Texas fiber industry is definitely one for us to be proud of. Texas actually leads the nation in cotton, wool, and mohair production. And there's a good chance that the clothing you're wearing is from Texas. I bet a product you use on a daily basis comes from this industry. For example, one bale of cotton is capable of producing 215 pairs of blue jeans, or 249 bed sheets, or 690 bath towels. That's pretty cool. And better yet, Texas produces 5.7 million bales of cotton each year. That's about a third of the U.S. crop.
But it's not just limited to cotton.
Well, no, it's not. Wool and hides from sheep have many uses, as well, including for everything from clothing and fabrics to baseballs and insulation. Then you have mohair and cashmere from goats, and that can be woven into fine apparel because of its soft and warm characteristics. You find all of this on farms and ranches throughout the great state of Texas. Then it makes its way into your lives as a consumer.
Well, it's a big contributor to the Texas economy.
Well, indeed it is. Of course, cotton is king in Texas and contributes more than $1 billion to the Texas economy. Additionally, wool brings in about $3.2 million, and mohair about $3.4 million. They all play an important role in Texas agriculture and an important role in our everyday lives. These industries are part of the greater whole that keeps Texas agriculture a powerhouse in this country and across the world. Remember, friends, this is another reason that Texas agriculture matters.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.